Welcome to Saleh's show. I'm your host today, Saleh Safi, and I just learned about something that's really blown my mind. Our episode today is called, Wait, Algorithms Can Be Biased? Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. I had no idea that the algorithms that power our favorite apps and services could be biased, but it makes sense when you think about it. Let's dive in and explore what I've figured out.
So, what is algorithmic bias? It's when an algorithm is designed or trained in a way that leads to biased outcomes. This can happen when the data used to train the algorithm is biased, or when the algorithm itself is flawed. I had no idea this was even a thing. But it makes sense when you think about how algorithms are created.
First example that I want to discuss as what the most shocking revelation during my digital class. The facial recognition algorithm trained on dataset predominantly composed of white faces may struggle to accurately recognize faces of individuals with darker skin tones. This illustrates the issue of biased data, highlighting that the algorithm's performance is directly tied to the quality and diversity of the data it has been trained on. Another example, which is a social media algorithm that prioritizes content from users who engage frequently, may amplify misinformation and hate speech. This is an example of lack of transparency and accountability, where the algorithm's decision-making process is opaque and there is no clear mechanism for reporting and addressing bias. Our third example is a job search algorithm that filters out resumes based on keywords, which may inadvertently discriminate against certain group of people. For instance, if the algorithm is trained on data that is predominantly composed of resumes for men, it may prioritize male candidates over female candidates, even if they have similar qualifications. This is an example of proxy variables, where the algorithm uses indirect characteristics to make decisions that can lead to biased outcomes. These are just a few examples of the many ways in which algorithms bias can occur. By understanding these types and examples, we can better design and develop algorithms that are fair, transparent, and unbiased. It's crucial that we address algorithmic bias head-on to ensure that technology serves everyone, not just a select few. We got to the end of our show, and thanks everybody for being with us.